Now, come on down off there, darling.
I ain't doing nothing.
Oh, you're liable to tear your good dress.
No, I won't.
You see, Snooks? I told you you'd do that.
Ain't you going to shock me?
For a little thing like that? Oh, kids will be kids. Nothing can disturb the equanimity of the world's most patient father. But I wish that bus would come before you push that building over.
There it comes.
Oh, good. Now, remember how old you are.
Don't you know?
Yes, I know. But on buses, you are not quite six.
Daddy.
What?
I've been not quite six for 3 years. Can I be not quite seven?
Now, don't start that, Snooks. You know very well that on all public conveyances, general utilities, and sundry places of amusement, you have a ceiling age. Now, act young.
All right, Daddy.
All right, all right. I said young, not imbecile. All right. Get inside the bus. 20 cents, please. No, my friend, 15 cents. Child, you see.
Oh, yeah?
How old are you, little girl? She's not quite six.
I didn't ask you, bub.
How old are you, little girl?
What is she, a moron?
Snooks, stop acting like that and tell the gentleman how old you are.
I'm not quite six.
On the level?
No, I'm busy.
20 cents, please, bub.
Peasant.
Did I do all right, Daddy?
You did fine for the bus company. Now, come on, let's see if we can find a seat.
I see lots of seats, Daddy.
You do?
Yeah, but there's people sitting in them.
Very good, Snooks.
You like it, Daddy?
No, but that's how I won the title, Most Patient Father. Oh, look, there's a couple of seats. Grab them. Now, sit quietly and let me read my paper.
All right, Daddy. La, la, la. Wake up! Wake up!
Snooks, what are you doing?
I'm talking to my liver.
Oh, of all the asinine things. Whatever gave you that idea?
That sign up there. It says, wake up your lazy liver.
Now stop that. Just keep quiet and let me read my paper.
All right. Daddy.
Oh, what?
Why'd that man get up over there?
Which man?
That one. He got up and he's standing there.
Oh, he gave his seat to the lady.
Why?
Because it's customary for a gentleman to give his seat to a lady.
Daddy.
What?
There's a lady standing right in front of us.
Snooks, must you talk so much?
Can I read some more this time?
All right, but don't disturb anybody.
Mother, in those heart-to-heart talks with Mary Jane, do you tell her about the dope? The newer, cleaner, quicker, whiter, purer, neater, safer...
Snooks!
Cheaper?
Read to yourself if you have to read.
Okay. Men, do you lie awake at night? Do you stare at the ceiling and perspire? If so, there is only one way to get... quick relief. Go to sleep.
Now, where does it say that?
It doesn't. I made it up.
Snooks, why don't you surprise me and be nice today?
I got a surprise for you, Daddy.
Oh, good.
You know what it is? It's a present.
A present?
Yeah. I got it because I love my little baby.
Why, Snooks, what a beautiful watch.
Ain't it pretty?
Oh, you little darling. And look, there's an inscription on it.
Read it, Daddy.
Let me get it in the light. To Harry from Beatrice, 1926. 1926. Harry? Beatrice? Snooks, where did you get this watch?
Out of that man's pocket.
Good heavens. Don't you know that's a crime? How am I going to let him know I've got it?
Leave it to me. Oh, Harry.
Huh? What?
What time is it?
Why, it's my watch. It's been stolen.
Give it back to him, Daddy.
Say, what?
Wait a minute. There's no need to get excited, old man. My little girl playfully took it out of your pocket.
Well, playfully put it back.
Here you are. Now, Snooks, what do you say to the man? Well?
How's Beatrice?
Snooks, I meant for you to tell the gentleman you are sorry.
If I tell him I'm sorry, can I go look out of the other window?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Bye, Harry.
Well, you seem to have pretty good control over the child at that.
Well, why shouldn't I? I don't like to brag, but you're looking at the man who just received an award for his extreme patience and understanding of children.
No kidding? They give prizes for that?
Well, they do in exceptional cases like mine.
Yes, say, can I ask you something, Bud?
Why, sure.
How do you manage it? I got three kids of my own, beautiful little kids. But before I'm in the house 5 minutes, I'm ready to throttle.
Ah, but doesn't it all seem worthwhile when one of the little darlings sits on your knee and you look down into his face?
Hey, brother, when I got a kid over my knee, I ain't looking at his face.
My friend, it's obvious that you don't use the scientific approach. You must understand children and anticipate the workings of their minds.
What minds? All they do is hound me with questions. I ain't a bad father. I'm human. I answer the first question, they ask me a second one. I answer the second, they ask me a third. I answer the...
But that's where you must employ patience.
Patience, my eye. Nobody can hold his temper.
Ward for my beautiful legs.
Well, and there's only one answer. Your kid don't ask questions.
Oh, she doesn't, eh? Why, she can ask more questions in 10 seconds. Oh, Snooks, come over here.
Yes, Daddy.
Look out the window.
I am.
What do you see out there?
A horse.
Well, isn't there anything you want to know about a horse?
No.
See?
Quiet. Give her a chance to warm up. Snooks, do you know how many legs a horse has?
Four.
Well, what about a horse's eyes?
Daddy, you must have seen a horse before.
Yes, I've seen
it. You see, I told you. She just don't ask questions.
Oh, it's just a mood, I tell you. A crazy mood. Oh, this'll do it. Snooks, darling, do you know that a horse has 2 hind legs and 4 legs in front?
Yes. You told me that last week.
Patient father, huh? You're a fraud. Why, this child's an angel compared to mine. She doesn't know what a question is.
Good day, sir. Come on, Snooks. This is where we're getting off.
It ain't our street, Daddy.
Never mind. Come on.
Shine up your medal tonight, fraud.
Oh. Well, hurry, hurry. Come on, get off.
Are we going to the movies, Daddy?
We'll walk the rest of the way. I just want to talk to you.
Go ahead, Daddy.
Listen, you little imp. Most of the time, you're driving me batty with questions. Once in my life, I want you to ask them, and you double-cross me.
Who?
You. Didn't you realize I was trying to prove something to that man?
What man?
That man I was talking to.
When?
Just 2 minutes ago, I was talking to a man on the bus.
You what?
Yes.
What was his name?
Harry!
Harry who?
I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to take back that medal.
Why?
Because I don't deserve it.